This is Al Simpson. Even though our national security is the most important responsibility of our federal government, Bill Clinton doesn't even give it lip service. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there's not a doubt about it. Reagan and Bush made some great gains for peace of mind for our children and grandchildren by assuring our national security. But the fact remains, the world is still a pretty dangerous place. The Soviet bear may now be extinct, but there are still too many wolves, renegade rulers, and just plain madmen that must never come close to a nuclear trigger. But Ted, during Clinton's hour-long acceptance speech, he didn't even spend 1 minute on the issue of national security. If you yawned or took a refrigerator break, well, then you missed it, pal. Ted, with a Clinton in the White House, national security won't be the only thing we'll miss. We will have missed the entire point. Weakness and a lack of resolve must never be alternatives, and neither should Bill Clinton.
That won't wash, Al. Bill Clinton has something in foreign policy that President Bush doesn't have and never will. A vision of the future, of the direction for America to take in meeting the challenges of the post-Cold War era. You're still fighting the last war, Al, the Cold War, and that's not the path to the future. The administration's record on foreign policy is threadbare. You were cozying up to Saddam Hussein right up to the very eve of Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. You badly botched the World Environmental Summit in Rio. You aligned Uncle Sam with the worst international polluters. The trip to Japan was a fiasco. You're coddling the brutal regime in China instead of standing up for human rights. You did nothing for a whole year in Yugoslavia while ethnic troubles erupted into a vicious civil war. That's not foreign policy leadership, Al. The country knows that, and now it's Bill Clinton's turn. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on bilingual ballots for non-English-speaking voters. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.